I had forgotten to give a happy birthday shout out to the state of Kansas today. I mean, it's not Kansas State today. It was over the weekend, but, you know, I wasn't on the air. Happy birthday, Kansas. My fit.
It's all right. I mean, since I'm playing his theme music that you enjoy so much, congrats to the new world champion of something, John Cena, again.
World heavyweight champion.
Yeah. I don't know how wrestling world champions work compared to boxing, so I just saw he's world champion of something.
I'm bummed that that Mitch isn't here today just because I wanted to get his feedback on... he was down at the Royal Rumble in San Antonio over the weekend, so I wanted to hear how it went. So it sounds like it was a pretty cool event until the actual Royal Rumble itself, and that was kind of lame.
Yeah, I know, but Mitch's exact quote was, "Hated how it ended, but it was still awesome."
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so.
Jack Gallagher got the spotlight. That's John's guy. Do you know anything about Jack Gallagher? How it works with him?
I don't know crap about wrestling.
Okay.
So I personally do not care.
Okay. A brief summary is that he's called the Extraordinary Gentleman. He's British. He has a actual handlebar mustache. He's extremely classy. He gives handshakes to all his opponents, everything like that. Well, he entered the Royal Rumble and he had an umbrella. He was carrying an umbrella with him.
Like a Mary Poppins routine or something?
That's exactly what he did. He opened the umbrella from the top rope and he jumped down with it. Yeah, that's quite exactly what he did.
Huh.
Yeah, that's John's favorite wrestler, so you can give him a hard time about that. Actually,
I thought The Miz was his favorite.
Not anymore?
Okay.
And I'm glad about that because The Miz, I hate The Miz.
I don't have any opinion on anyone that, yeah.
I know, that's why we needed Mitch on the show today. Nothing against you, but we needed Mitch.
I give him a call.
The Oakland Raiders have been more than flirting with the idea of going to Las Vegas for quite a while now, and it looked more likely than ever up until a week ago or so. But the key to all of this happening is, of course, the construction of a stadium, but not just any stadium, a $1.9 billion stadium.
With a B.
Well, the key cog in that machine is billionaire Sheldon Adelson, who's kind of the godfather of Las Vegas. He's invested in everything. I mean, he
owns half the city, essentially.
He basically owns, yeah. He's just he's a complete overlord of everything that happens in Vegas. So he had pledged $650 million toward the $1.9 billion that are necessary for the stadium. Well, he is pulled out. That we already knew from a couple of days ago that he was pulling out of the deal, which in itself put a real wrench into the Raiders going to Vegas. But now it's got even worse because earlier today, Goldman Sachs says they are out. They were also going to help with the cost of the stadium.
See, as of this morning, they were on the fence. Did they officially announce that they are out? Nope.
This is a tweet from a reporter that says, just got off the phone with Goldman Sachs reps,
okay,
who say Goldman Sachs had a deal to finance the Las Vegas stadium with Adelson and the Raiders. With no Adelson, no deal.
Okay. Was that today?
That was today.
Okay.
So
I did not miss something this morning. Good.
Here's the position the Raiders are in. They have until March to figure out a new plan on how to finance this thing. The plan that was in place called for $750 million of taxpayer money to
hotel
finance
tax,
it.
Essentially. So
basically.
Essentially, just like the tickets that they're probably going to be selling, they're not going to ask their actual citizens to pay for it. They're going to ask people that visit to come pay for it.
Yeah. It's rather
ironic. That's
a sleazy way of going about things. I actually remember John Oliver did a really great piece detailing how all of this works. And
oh yeah,
it's not fair
to
the taxpayers.
As well.
It's not fair, and it's the exact reason that the Rams are no longer in St. Louis and everything like that, and that the Chargers are leaving San Diego. But anyway, the Raiders have until March to come up with a backup plan, because March is when the vote is going to take place among all of the NFL's owners, and you have to have 24 votes in your favor in order to move a franchise from one city to another. So if they can put a plan together, if they can put $1.9 billion together before March, the Raiders will still be on the move. If not, they're still going to have to play their games in O.co Coliseum.
I mean, either way, with what I thought was so strange is that how they're going to do the relocation, if it still goes through, they're still planning on playing in Oakland for 2 more years, no matter what happens. They weren't going to move to Vegas and play in Sam Lynn Stadium, which seats 36,000 people and is...
They probably could have done that.
They could, and Mark Davis simply said he toured the facility and said, no, it's not good enough. We'll just stay at the Coliseum and risk all sorts of fan apathy and who knows what. I mean, well, the Houston Oilers tried that, and that went so well that they left a year early.
Well, it is ironic that the Raiders are taking that strategy where the Chargers said, sure, we'll just take an MLS stadium for the next 2 years because that's what they're doing. They're going to play at the StubHub Center.
I still can't believe that.
Which is capacity 30,000. I mean, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a nice place, but it's so woefully inadequate for an NFL team.
It's a soccer stadium.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because of the dimensions of a soccer field, it's extremely wide, so the fans that are along two sides are really far away from the action. It's just,
it's fine
not
for
ideal.
D2 football, but not NFL.
But anyway, I'm pretty sad about this news because I want the Raiders to be in Vegas. The Las Vegas is still the one place on my bucket list that I haven't gone in the U.S. So anyway, we're going to take that to our last break here on the show. When we come back, it'll be You Can't Be Serious leading up to coverage of Manhattan High basketball. Both the boys and girls are at Topeka West tonight in the capital city. Brendan, anything you want to tease going into You Can't Be Serious? Anything good?
Stay tuned.
Okay. All right.
Well,
you heard it here first. Stay tuned.